You know, I bet you'd like to know the names of the guys that are up here picking. In case you want to send them fan mail or just talk about them and go buy their records or CDs. This group has been in existence for 22 years now. I'm the only original member left. Everyone else went on to successful careers in the music business. But I've stuck with dog music through thick and thin. But these guys have been with me longer than any other group, both individually and collectively. So in order of seniority, on acoustic, upright, string bass, from Pacifica, California, James Kerwin. Just about Jim's 13th anniversary in this band. I might buy him a drink or two. Next fellow's been in the band for 9 years. He plays just about everything you could imagine. Including percussion, violin, mandolin, and all the sounds emanating from that side of the stage. He's got a CD of his own out, but we've got some copies of here. They're for sale. It's called Camp Town. It's really a happening, very like danceable, world beat arrangements of traditional American fiddle music. Really quite unique. Check it out. He comes from Davis, California. Please welcome Joe Craven. Next fellow's been in the group almost as long as Joe. He's also been in the group 9 years. And he's wearing a new outfit tonight. He thought he'd support the local industry here and went out and bought himself a new suit of clothes. On flute and bass flute. Guy who's just released his own first solo project on the acoustic disc label. It's called Flute Jazz. From San Anselmo, California, Matt Eckel. Guitar from Cordoba, Argentina. The man with the Latin touch. The man whose latest CD is called Latin Touch. The man we call El Magnifico. Enrique Coria.